Join us at the United Nations Permanent Forum on Indigenous Issues in New York City, May 2013. We're interviewing Indigenous leaders on what free, prior, and informed consent means to them. Now let's hear from Dayamani Barla, a tribal journalist from India and the winner of the Culture Survival's Ellen L. Lutz Indigenous Rights Award.
Free, prior, consent.
Informed consent.
Informed consent. ये एक अंग्रेजी नाम है जिसमें हम लोगों को मैं उच्चारण करने में इतना दिक्कत हुआ लेकिन इसको हम लोग देखेंगे तो ये हमारा भारतीय संविधान में मैं भारत की हूँ तो
free prior and informed consent this is an English name I have a hard time even enunciating it I'm an Indian, I'm from India, and this has already been legalized in India from the rights and perspectives of indigenous people. Special provisions have been given to nature-based societies. Indigenous peoples live in nature-based societies. It is our way of life. We are nature-based. Our whole life system is linked to our jungles, our rivers, our water, our hills. And we live in harmony with nature, with Mother Earth. This is our way of living. This is our ideology. We can't live doing business. We live in harmony with nature. And I think that is what makes our character very unique. When India was freed from the British colonizers, the Indian government in its constitution had two provisions. One was for the general people. And one was a special provision for the indigenous people. And this special provision was ingrained in the fifth schedule and the sixth schedule. You talk about sovereignty, you talk about the rights of the people, the rights of Mother Earth. These two schedules make sure that if any kind of development happens in the indigenous territories, indigenous people need to be completely part of the decision-making process. That's what the schedule ensures. And if there's any project that needs to be developed on our land, the government or the company first needs to consult with the village council and receive consent, yes or no, whether they want to proceed with this or not, whether we want to give away or whether we want our land to be acquired. And the government of India is responsible for making sure that these rights are upheld.
भारतीय संविधान में जो प्रावधान है उसी की बात केवल मैं बोली हूँ लेकिन अपने जो सवाल किया वो मूल सवाल है और आज जो हम लोग
The way the government of India is framing development concept, development is equal to factory, rivers equal dams, mines equal development. So this is the progress model, which is entirely relying on our jungles, on our rivers, on our hills, on our water. Indigenous people have rights today. However, the displacement projects are so profound. And she just mentioned that 20 million people have been displaced from her state alone in Jharkhand because of all these development projects. And if we go to the government, if we go to our politicians, What do these displacement figures even look like? They don't have an answer. So today, the indigenous people of Jharkhand have been reduced to become homeless people. We've been reduced to becoming beggars. We have no identity. Our experiences are so bitter. And development basically means development for corporations. We gave them our land, our river, our jungles. And what did we get in return? We've gotten destruction and displacement. Today we are saying we won't give our land at any cost. We have the fifth schedule and there was a time when government was a welfare state. Today government, the welfare is all for the corporations and they are getting most of the benefits from it. When people give consent, we are opposing it. We are opposing all these development projects. Government of India does not care. What she said was Government of India creates the laws and Government of India also violates its own laws. It's violating the fifth schedule. She mentioned something called the CNT Act.
CNT Act,
which has... Usko bhi tod diya hai?
Usko bhi tod diya.
They are violating even the CNT Act. And what the government is doing is they're taking away the land, they're releasing the military, they're releasing the police. But we are saying no to the government. You're the traitors, you're the terrorists. But you come and tell us that we are anti-development. When people like me, we fight to protect our rights, we fight to protect our laws. The government of India is attacking us, they're calling us criminals, and they are putting false cases against us. And many of her colleagues have been sent to jail.
For more information, visit cs.org/consent.